Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio, which is a service of the Telly Award-winning Close Up Television and Radio. And it's a real pleasure to have you here. And we thank you very much for making us a part of your day. We really appreciate you spending time with us. We also appreciate Emmanuel Joseph Ajala joining us. He is a biomedical researcher and principal investigator on a relentless quest to resolve some of the scariest diseases of our time, from cancer to diabetes to HIV to Ebola, Zika, COVID-19 viruses, and more. And some of these quests began when a person near and dear to him was stricken by a particular disorder, and he wanted to get to the root cause, such as frontal temporal dementia and breast cancer. Emmanuel was born in Nigeria in West Africa, came to the United States to attend university, and as his studies advanced, he has a Bachelor of Science in Chemistry, Master of Science in Chemistry, and is a candidate for his PhD. He was also invited in the middle of his studies to attend medical school, podiatry, and has worked as a professor, surgical technician, research scientist, a member of the American Association of Advancement of Chemistry for the American Chemical Society, and also the New York Medical Association, also featured in multiple Who's Who editions. And he has many more years of experience than other researchers, scientific expertise, experts, and also that has all enabled him to get where he is today. He certainly is a scientist in eminent standing, and while employed full-time in the daytime, it is the night work in his own private company that has the most significance. He is studying and testing theories and collecting data for publication to ensure the scientific facts are ready and that the cures he proposes will fly. He also has a few patents pending as well. One study that Emmanuel is heavily involved in is silencing the COVID-19 pathway through a set of glycoproteins derived from the immune system and much, much more. We're going to talk about that. In plain language, this means he knows that sugar metabolism is chemically related to breaking down the virus, and a potential cure may be a substance close to insulin. He looks forward to joining us, and we look forward to chatting with him here on the show. It's my pleasure to welcome renowned research scientist Emmanuel Aja here on the show, and it's a real pleasure. Emmanuel, thank you very much for joining us on the program. We really appreciate you being with us live and direct from New York.
Thank you for being honored.
Oh, it is my pleasure, and it's a real honor. We welcome you, Emmanuel. Real pleasure. Let's talk a little bit about some of the work. You've been studying in the chemistry field for a long time. What inspired you to go into this area of work? And maybe you can share with us some of your background and the degrees and the scientific work as well.
Well, I did my high school in Nigeria. I came to the state in 1976 at the University of the Ozarks, Clarksville, Arkansas. Then I transferred to Texas A&M University in Texas in 1977. I got my BS degree in chemistry, transferred from there to Fisk University in Nashville, Tennessee to get my master's degree in chemistry. From there, I came to New York Polytechnic University to do my PhD in chemistry. In the middle of the PhD program in chemistry, I got accepted to medical school, which is Podiatric School of Medicine here in New York, New York. And from there, I got all the background and the knowledge to be able to exist independently as a medical researcher. And today, I'm ready to discuss with you my work. I was an honor roll student at Western Texas A&M University in Kenyon, Texas. I was the president of the International Student twice at West Texas State A&M University in Kenyon, Texas. I was also nominated as the graduate school senator for the student government at Texas A&M, West A&M Texas University in Kenyon, Texas. I was on our academic scholarship at West Texas State A&M University. Since my career, I've been nominated as Who is Who in Continental, under the Who is Who Continental program, and I'm also nominated to the Global Who is Who, also nominated to the Sophomore Who is Who, and also nominated to Covington Who is Who. Among my work, I've engaged with HIV, and my goal at HIV is to not to let the virus re-enter the nucleus. And while I'm dealing with the Zika virus, I was able to know that the Zika virus has two spectrums. Because the Zika virus in Uganda is not fatal, but the one in northeast Brazil is very fatal. And again, only affect certain group of women, which are pregnant women. They have their own spectrum, and non-pregnant women have their own spectrum as well. I've engaged with Ebola virus, and I was able to handle glycoprotein as the main factor for the Ebola virus. I have information regarding breast cancer. I believe breast cancer can be cured. And in doing that, I focus on the hollow sphere that protects the genome. Genome is the key word in the breast cancer. If you can knock down the genome, you'll be able to overcome the breast cancer. What happened, the hollow sphere made the NYC protein. And this NYC protein is what guides the genome. So when you knock down the hollow sphere, you will knock up the virus, you will knock up the breast cancer itself. Although there have been different publications telling us time is of the essence in dealing with breast cancer. That is, we have publications showing us that CM19 is expressed exclusively in the placenta, in the embryo stem, and also in certain cancer, of which breast cancer is one of them. So the best time in my research to really cure cancer is just within the first 9 months, which is very critical of birth. That is, the first 9 months is extremely critical to cure or stop cancer, the breast cancer in particular. But with my device and my work, breast cancer can be conquered or can be attacked at any stage. Why? Because when you go after the hollow sphere and you knock the hollow sphere down, then the genome will be destroyed. Once you tackle that, then the breast cancer have no way to communicate or to grow. I have today here wants to take us back to the method. That is the cis-trans misconformation of the breast cancer hollow sphere protective barrier during the process of formation. And if something goes wrong within that stage, evidently the caspase-3 will be activated. And once the caspase-3 is activated, the breast cancer will die. This hypothesis, some scientists have given us some lights and given us some guidance on how this can be done successfully. Among others, means confirmation of this hollow sphere indeed will destroy the genome, specifically NYC protein. The NYC protein is very critical in breast cancer pathogenesis. Once you knock down the NYC protein, cancer will be dead. The breast cancer in particular will be history. Why? Because the NYC gene serves as a master regulator of cellular metabolism and proliferation. And since it's responsible for a large number of oncogenic pathways, and in turn which stimulates many of the metabolic changes that result in malignancy transformation. The key word here is to destroy the MYC during the pathogenesis, during the breast cancer pathogenesis. And once we accomplish that, the MYC is both the chicken and the egg. And that will give us a way to overcome the barrier that we have, which we could not achieve before. Because not too many people are aware that the breast cancer cell, they don't respond to external stimuli. What that translates into is all the therapeutic efforts, all the drugs, is not getting to the breast cancer virus or the virus. It's not getting, it's not working. Why? Because cancer cells are very unique. They don't respond to external stimuli. And these cancer cells, they mutate uncontrollably. The cancer cell have a unique characteristics in that the cancer cell itself, they evade, they hide. That is, they have a system of mutation where they can hide from the drug or from the therapy, and all effort in the drug that is being applied will be in vain. And the cancer cell itself is a little bit tricky. At this point, it might be estrogen receptor positive. And when the patient comes back again in a year or two, then the result might change to be estrogen receptor negative. That does not mean the person is cured, but that is just the evasive method by which cancer cells try to avoid being killed. Unfortunately, the breast cancer cells do not have adhesion molecule. What that means is that it can travel any part of the body, unlike the normal cell. The normal cell have a way, they have limitations, they have boundaries, and their communication is very limited. But this is not applicable to the breast cancer cell. They go anywhere they want. They do anything they want. They are very unlimited. And in an attempt to take the breast cancer cell to make sure it subjects itself to therapeutic attention, we find out that this is not possible unless my method. My method is unique. And for the first time, my method is to target the hollow sphere that surrounds the genomic compartment itself. And once you attack and you are able to bring down the cancer cell, the breast cancer cell will die. And I've also proposed different methods by which we have other microRNA that can reduce the MYC. One of them is MIR766-5P. It's a microRNA that can reduce MYC in cancer. And we have other enzymes that can do the same. But we are here to make sure that we are able to overcome those obstacles in the past, even though the timing to really arrest breast cancer is very, very early. And very early, but my method can attack breast cancer at any stage, anytime, anywhere, and regardless of mutation or regardless of physical or pathophysiochemical composition. Now, and this is based on the principle of teeth respond. While other scientists have a way to bring down the breast cancer, mine is unique. It's called protective response approach. Why? Because I went after the barrier. I went after the element that protects the genome itself. Once you are able to destroy that, you'll be able to destroy the cancer cell. The time is here that we have, I will take a few minutes to go over COVID-19. Major problem with COVID-19 are the loss of innate immune system at the early stage, or the interferon is lost. We don't have them, unfortunately. And then we have cytokine storm, unfortunately. And we have rapid mutation. And, of course, it changes everywhere, every geographical location in the world. We know that. And we do not have our defenses in place. All this information and all this difficulty, I'm able to wrap up all this under one umbrella. And the way I want to go about it is that there is what we call ACE2. That is the receptor that the COVID-19 used to enter humans. And then we also have LRRC15. This is a natural receptor that can kill COVID-19 within us. And it's natural. It's in within us. And we just discovered this recently. And how do we engage something in the body that can kill the COVID-19 itself, especially in the lung and in the mucosa? And the way I've just approached this method is to make sure that to engage ACE2 and LRRC15, because both are enemies and they are neighbors and they reside in the same neighborhood. They reside here at subdivision 1. That is the C-terminal. They live there side by side. How do we engage these two together to kill COVID-19? The method I've used is that there's RVD. The RVD is directly attached to ACE2. Inside the RVD, we have RVN. RVN is the main problem in COVID-19. And I have a method by which, during infection, we can purge the RVM. Once you purge the RVM, COVID-19 should be history. Because the spike protein targets the RVM. The RVM itself is inside the RVD. The RVD, that is it's an extension. It is an extension. Inside the RVD, that is why the RVN is. If we can target or make a composition, a physicochemical composition by which the virus, through the spike protein, and especially through the RVD, can purge the RVN. Once you purge the RVN, the COVID-19 will not be able to connect to the ACE2, which is the peptide. There's a peptide by which it needs to connect to. But once it's purged and dislocated, this connection will not be able to occur, because the formation will be disrupted, and the COVID-19 cannot survive that type of circumstances. Because the ACE2 peptidase is very distinct furin. That furin, that is the arginine, alanine, and alanine, arginine and arginine cleavage. Without that cleavage, the COVID-19 will not happen. So this method, which we approach, is very, very significant, because if an attempt is successful in not allowing the RVM to connect to the ACE2 peptidase, then the COVID-19 will not exist in humans. Another, what we have in mind here, the second stage, we want to do this in combination, a combination with a specific factor that stains our LRRC15 protein, which is natural in our body, do exist in humans. We would like to engage this with ACE2, which is on the surface of the virus. We made an attempt to reduce the ACE2, which is on the surface of the virus. That is the main entry. That is like the gate. And that is very, very important. if you can destroy the ACE2 or you can reduce the load, the infectivity will be reduced. And if you do, if you can do as much as, the more you are able to reduce the load of the ACE2, the more likelihood to overcome COVID-19, because your immune system will have room, like interleukin-10. They will kick in order to give you the strength to overcome it. But if we do that, we have the danger. We cannot do that on the surface of the cell itself. Why? Because people with diabetes, people, old people, or maybe people that have other cardiovascular neuropathies, they are in danger of making things worse instead of making it worse by downloading the ACE2 on the surface of the cell. Rather, we have to do it intrinsically. If we do it intrinsically, it will effectively be able to bring down COVID-19. And the method that we approach here is based on the principle of chemistry. And that principle is called principle of stoichiometry. Stoichiometry is a principle in chemistry that says if two genes are being expressed at certain ratios simultaneously, in this case, there is a LRRC, it's a natural one because it's in human. It's natural in our body. Simultaneous expression of multiple genes at a specific ratio. Studies have shown that the expression of the foreign gene is completely controllable. And now the question is, which one is the foreign gene here in this COVID-19 pandemic? The foreign gene is the ACE2 itself, which is the major obstacle that is causing the COVID-19 in the first case. And it is a foreign gene, whereas the protective gene, this is an inhibitor to COVID-19, and it's natural. It's a protein that we have. It's right there. It's very common in the lung. This LRRC15, due to the law of stoichiometry, will be preferred, where ACE2 will be is controllable. In other words, we can control ACE2. If we can control ACE2 in the intrinsic pathway, once you do control the ACE2 in the intrinsic pathway, we should be able to bring down COVID-19. Why? Because LRRC15 is natural in our body. And the principle of stoichiometry advises us that, yes, ACE2 is controllable. But we decided to do this inside, intracellularly or intrinsically, rather than do it on the external level, because it will be very devastating with people with preconditions. And then, as we know, inside, the question is, how do we control this ACE2? The ACE2 can be controlled by microRNA-18. The microRNA-18 can control the ACE2. And also, we also have DPP4. DPP4 protein is what can activate or cause proliferation in the face of the disease. Most drugs doesn't work during the infection, but DPP4 can work during an infection in order to aid in degrading the ACE2 intrinsically in order to succumb the COVID-19 to allow the human immune system to kick in order to defend us. Again, we have to go back to what is called the people that most of them finally succumb to COVID-19. It has to do with method of treatment, or it has to do with lack of enough immune system in order to aid and to aid them in bringing this COVID-19 to an amicable end. Also, the COVID-19 spike protein is very important. It is a type 1 membrane glycoprotein. And what translates to is that it contains peplomers. The peplomers will help us induce neutralizing antibody, and that is very important, because with the neutralizing antibody, the disease COVID-19 will be succumbed. Now we have this and the spike protein. That is, how do we activate the spike protein peplomers? We have different methods. The method of my approach is to make sure I have a solid architectural conformation. What really releases secret enzyme, or what secret some of the things that we need, is how you are able to formulate or have the blueprint of your conformation. Conformation is the key in releasing any enzyme or any secretion that you need. That includes even neutralizing antibodies. So in a careful, well-calculated and well-organized conformation of the virus during infection, we can stop the virus in its path by appropriate and effective conformation. And that has involved the use of different neuropathophysiological constituents. And in an attempt to make sure that we are able to form appropriate barrier against this disease, what we approach here is that there is a way we can condition the infection, the virus itself, with the appropriate conformation. It can purge the RBM. This is the key. This key is right inside the RBD. With the RBM being purged or being inactivated, or if we find a way by which the RBM could be eliminated from the RBD, there will be no COVID-19. And that will save us so much time and energy in terms of other expenses or other tedious difficulties that we cannot, or ordinary physical therapy. So what I'm taking home today in this speech is that we have success in our own job. We are able to bring down the breast cancer through destroying the hollow sphere that protect the genome, because once you destroy the genome, the virus will be there. So in this case, we are able to get this going by implementing that hypothesis. And the hypothesis is applicable to other cancers as well. It's not limited to breast cancer. It's applicable to make sure that once you destroy the genome, you destroy the disease. Because the Holy Spirit is the protective barrier. During the process, during the formation, we have to find a mechanism by which we can get it to activate the CAPES-3. CAPES-3, once you are able to burn the reaction with CAPES-3, the death is inevitable. And in that case, we try to use other methods. The Holy stage is important, but this method can be used at any stage, unlike other methods that have limitations to what time or where this can be used. Because the cancer virus, they are everywhere. They hide. They go everywhere. Yeah. They don't have no boundaries.
Yeah.
And they don't respond to external factor or external drugs. That makes them very difficult to conquer. And they can go into exactly.
It's extraordinary work that you do, Emmanuel. Absolutely.
Yes,
I I can't believe the whole half hour disappeared already. It's I have many more questions and thoughts about the extraordinary work that you do, and hopefully we can welcome you back, expand some more, hear some more about your incredible work. I do want to make mention that if folks are interested in connecting with our very special guest, research scientist Emmanuel J. Ajala, there is an email, and that's ola5261@netzero.net. Emmanuel, thank you very much for explaining this. It's very inspiring, very empowering, and very enriching to hear all of this, and we wish you nothing but continued blessing and joy and good success in all the work that you're doing. And hopefully we'll get a chance to, again, hear some more and expand some more down the line. That would be a real pleasure, Emmanuel.
And Jim, thank you for being honored. I really thank you. This is our first opportunity. And I thank you for your cooperation and your understanding. And I enjoy every minute of this presentation. And I hope we can work and do things together in a better way in the future.
That would be an honor and a pleasure, sir. Thank you so very much. We appreciate that. Very special guest, research scientist extraordinaire, Emmanuel J. Ajala, joining us live and direct from New York. This is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, I invite you to stay right here. Another extraordinary guest celebrated on Close Up Radio coming up next. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day. Take care and be well, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.